Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 596, Encouragement for the Sick. This sickness, I am convinced, is a part of God's plan, and He always knows what is best. I have had a rich experience during this long illness. I have become better acquainted with the Savior, and have had so many tokens of His presence and light and love that I was really privileged in being sick and suffering, to feel myself the object of His special administration and tender care. The Lord Jesus was never more precious to me than now. Christ's yoke is a yoke of restraint and obedience. We owe full and complete obedience to our Lord, for we are His by creation and by redemption. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. We are to bear the yoke of Christ, that we may be placed in complete union with Him. Take my yoke upon you, He says. When God's requirements are in direct opposition to the will and purposes of the human agent, what is to be done? Hear what God says. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. The yoke and the cross are symbols which represent the same thing, the giving up of the will to God. Wearing the yoke unites finite man in companionship with the dearly beloved Son of God. We cannot follow Christ without lifting the cross and bearing it after Him. If our will is not in accordance with the divine requirements, we are to deny our inclinations, give up our darling desires, and step in Christ's footprints. I am instructed to say to the blank church, pray, pray. Let your conversation be with grace, for Christ is listening to the words you speak. Let compassion for one another be blended with all you say. Then you will reveal the character of Christ. The manners of Christ were gentle and unassuming. As His followers, we are to partake of His nature. We need to be daily learners of the great teacher, that the atmosphere surrounding the soul may be filled with spiritual life. The question has been asked by some, has Sister White healed the sick? I answer, no, no. Sister White has often been called to pray for the sick and to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. And with them she has claimed the fulfillment of the promise, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. No human power can save the sick, but through the prayer of faith, the mighty healer has fulfilled His promise to those who have called upon His name. No human power can pardon sin or save the sinner. None can do this but Christ, the merciful physician of body and soul. It has often been my privilege to pray with the sick. We should do this much more often than we do. If more prayer were offered in our sanitariums for the healing of the sick, the mighty power of the healer would be seen. Many more would be strengthened and blessed, and many more acute sicknesses would be healed. The power of Christ to stay disease has been revealed in the past in a remarkable manner. Before we were blessed with institutions where the sick could get help from suffering, by diligent treatment and earnest prayer in faith to God, we carried the most seemingly hopeless cases through successfully. Today the Lord invites the suffering ones to have faith in Him. Man's necessity is God's opportunity. And He went out from thence, and came into His own country, and His disciples follow Him. And when the Sabbath day was come, He began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing Him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and of Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and healed them. Mark 6, verse 1-6. With all our treatments given to the sick, simple, fervent prayer should be offered for the blessing of healing. We are to point the sick to the compassionate Saviour and his power to forgive and to heal. Through his gracious providence, they may be restored. Point the sufferers to their advocate in the heavenly courts. Tell them that Christ will heal the sick if they will repent and cease to transgress the laws of God. There is a Saviour who will reveal himself in our sanitariums to save those who will submit themselves to him. The suffering ones can unite with you in prayer, confessing their sin and receiving pardon.
Sister White has never claimed to heal the sick. It is Christ who has healed in every instance, as it was Christ who, in the days of his ministry, raised the dead to life. It is Christ who performs every mighty work through the ministry of his servants. This Christ is to be trusted and believed in. His blessing upon the means used for restoration to health will bring success. The mercy of Christ delights to manifest itself in behalf of suffering humanity. It is he who imparts the ministration of healing to the sick, and physicians are to give to him the glory for the wonderful works performed. Released, March 17, 1978.